Saturday, Shabbat, or Shabbat, and he went. Hofter continued, Isaiah 56, 1-8.
Salvation for the Gentiles.
Thus says Yahweh, keep justice, and do righteousness, for my salvation Yeshua he is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath from profaning it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the foreigner, who has joined himself to Yahweh, speak, saying Yahweh will surely separate me from this people, neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says Yahweh, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and hold fast my covenant, to them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than of sons and of daughters, I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. Also the foreigners who join themselves to Yahweh, to minister to him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath from profaning it, and holds fast my covenant, even them will I bring to my set-apart holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Adonai Yahweh, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him besides his own who are gathered. Revelation 14.
The Lamb and the 144,000.
I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him a number, 144,000, having his name, and the name of his Father, written in their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of a great thunder. The sound which I heard was like that of harpists playing on their harps. They sing a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000, those who had been redeemed out of the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Yahshua from among men, the first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless.
The proclamations of three angels.
I saw an angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal good news to proclaim to those who dwell in the earth, and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said with a loud voice, fear Adonai, and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the springs of waters. Another, a second angel, followed, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, which has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality. Another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead, or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is prepared and mixed in the cup of his anger. He will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the set-apart holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the set-apart holy ones, those who keep the commandments of Elohim, and the faith of Yahshua. I heard the voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in Adonai from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them.
Reaping the earth's harvest.
I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and in the cloud one sitting like a son of man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat in the cloud, send forth your sickle, and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He who sat in the cloud thrust his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Reaping the grapes of wrath.
Another angel came out from the temple which is in heaven. He also had a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, he who has power over fire, and he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, send forth your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for the earth's grapes are fully ripe. The angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vintage of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of Elohim. The winepress was trodden outside of the city, and blood came out from the winepress, even to the bridles of the horses, as far as 1,600 stadia. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parashah Nitzavim Vayelech, you are standing, and he went. Praise Yah. HNV Yet is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, names of Most High restored and headings added by TCP. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Some elements, copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash.